Hello, everybody. Welcome to Flaming Hot Topics, the show where we talk about anything and everything that's worth discussing. I am your host, Dr. Ghost Pepper, or the Doctor for short. And today, I'm going to be talking about a topic that just popped into my head earlier today, annoying video game tropes and cliches. Now, I love gaming. I've been gaming pretty much my whole life. I just made a YouTube channel where I film myself playing games. But let's just face it, there are some things in gaming that are just really annoying. Now, a trope or cliche is stuff that appears in many video games, in many different genres over a series of time. And some of them are good, some of them are bad, and some of them are just plain annoying and should have gone away a long time ago. So I've got myself a little list here filled with stuff that annoys me personally while playing video games. And we're just going to go down that list. The ordering doesn't mean anything. This isn't a top 10 list or anything like that. We're just going down. We're going to talk about them. And I just want to stress that these are things that are in the game itself. There's stuff that's with the engine, stuff that's been programmed. I'm not talking about stuff that's wrong with the gaming industry itself. So if you're coming in here looking for things like loot boxes, season passes, and freemium, they're not on this list. And with that, we are going to get started. So, starting off our little list, we have forced stealth sections. I don't like stealth games. I don't play them. And that's not so, obviously it's not a problem when stealth games have stealth sections. But a lot of times, what developers will do is, when you're playing an action game, they will make certain sections mandatory for you to use stealth. And that's really annoying because for the first, they normally do this at the end, after you've already proven that you can mow down hordes of minions and hordes of bad guys, but for some reason, suddenly you can't do that. Suddenly you gotta be stealthy. And that ticks me off, because a lot of times these games, they don't even have stealth in the first section. They introduce it just for these parts, and they gotta dump a tutorial on you. And even though you're strapped, you got your assault rifles, you got your grenades, you got everything you need, you can't fight back. You know, and they often use some stupid excuse like, oh, it's the enemy's main base, you can't possibly kill them all. It's like, what do you mean? I've literally been killing them all since the beginning. You know, it's annoying. And the opposite of that is when you're playing a game, normally a horror game, where, you know, you can't really fight the monsters, and if you can, you can't do it that well. They will have forced action sequences. And this is annoying because in those games, you don't typically have weapons. You don't typically have a lot of things to fight with, and yet all of a sudden, despite the fact that you've gotten used to stealth, and in some games you might even have stealth abilities, you're forced into a fight, and that's typically very hard and just annoying. Moving on from our forced action stealth sections, we have red barrels. Now, red barrels are annoying because everyone knows what they do. You know, those are the barrels that you shoot to explode. You know, and it's become such a cliche that even video games themselves make fun of it. And it's like, I'm sick of it. You know, just have grenades, have dynamite, have something. Just stop with the red barrels, because we all know what they do. We all know what they're there for. You're pretty much just, and in games with bad AI, you know they're going to go behind that barrel and they're going to blow up. So next on our list, you know, there are certain games out there, normally Bethesda games, that seem to believe that making a game more difficult means making it more longer. And to do this, they, every time you increase the difficulty, they give their monsters a buttload of HP to the point where they're pretty much just damage sponges. You know, you're sitting there whacking them, throwing spells at them, and they're just taking it, you know, and it's not even that they themselves are dealing more damage, it's just it takes so long, you know, and it's not difficulty. You know, it's fake difficulty. It's making the game longer so that you get more annoyed and you get frustrated and you turn it off. That's not what difficulty or what a game is supposed to do. And in keeping with making games frustrating and fake difficulty, we have cheating AI. That is the next on our list, cheating AI. And this is a big problem in strategy games. Now, a lot of the times in strategy games, instead of making the AI smarter, what they'll do is they'll give them advantages, more resources, more units. You know, they'll give them research bonuses, like everything. And again, it's not real difficulty. It's just handicap. It's they handicap you, and they give the AI unfair advantages. And next on our and after that on our list, we have one of the most annoying things, in my opinion, forced cutscenes. These are cutscenes that you cannot skip. And they always put them before very tough boss fights because they know you're going to die. And they know you're going to have to watch them a billion times. You know, I mean, I've loved Kingdom Hearts, but I can't finish the first game because I don't want to watch the Maleficent cutscene for the 5 billionth time. And below that on our list, we have cheap bosses. Now, these are bosses that, you know, that the game builds up for a very long time. And when you finally get to them, you know, they die in like 3 to 4 hits. And that's annoying because a lot of times, if a game tells you a boss is hard, you're going to waste all your money on health potions, boost, new weapons, and then you get to the guy and he's just dead. It's like, you just wasted all your money. And it's like, it's annoying. So, in keeping with our theme on bosses, the next item on our list is cheap final bosses. Now, these are the guys, they're the main antagonist that you've been watching the whole game. You know, they've been mowing down your minions, kicking your ass, and they're just being general badasses, powerhouse, strongest armor, strongest magic. And then when you finally get to face them at the end of the game, they go down like a complete bitch. And this is annoying pretty much for two reasons. The first is the same reason I said in cheap bosses. You know, before the game, you normally have one last chance to stock up on everything. And I mean, it's not as bad because, let's face it, it's the end of the game. You're not going to need your money anyway. But still, it's a waste of resources. And it's because, you know, you've seen these guys throughout the whole game. And they've been doing all this awesome stuff. They got all the awesome armor, all the awesome weapons, all the awesome magic, kicking ass. And then you get to them and you just kill them in like one or two hits. You know, or maybe they take a while to kill, but their damage is so negligible. It's like negligible. It's like, really? You know, it's a flop of a finale, and it just makes you want to play the game again. Because what's the point if that's what you're going to get? It's the challenge you're building over to. And below that on our list, we have games that make you start from the beginning after you die. Now, these aren't really much of a problem in modern games. This is more of a problem with the old games, you know, when, you know, you couldn't really save your game anyway, so it wasn't that much of a problem. But it is still annoying, especially because a lot of retro games still like to do this to give you that retro feel. And it's not necessarily bad, especially if you're into very hard games like Ghosts and Goblins and stuff. But that doesn't change the fact that it is still really annoying. Now, next on our list is grinding. Now, everyone who's played RPGs knows that grinding is the least fun part. It's long, it's tedious, especially if you're a little bit high level and you're going up against lower level foes. They never give you a lot of XP. They never give you good loot. It's just there to pad out the time and to make it look like there's more content than there really is. And it's even more annoying in games where you kind of have to do it, either because of quest or because you are genuinely not powerful enough to fight the next boss. You really have no choice but to grind, and that just makes you not want to play. Because if I'm just sitting there fighting the same enemies over and over again, not getting levels, I'm not going to have fun now, aren't I? And in going with grinding, we have giving crap loot at the end of the game. Now, this is really bad in games like Diablo and Titan's Quest where the main point is getting loot. You know, and this is when you're towards the end of the game, you already got best armor, best weapons, best spells, and yet all the monsters keep giving you a crap ton of low-level loot that you're not going to use, you're not going to sell, because it doesn't give you any money, and even if it did, you don't need it. It just clutters up your inventory and makes you have to drop it. Because in most of these games, if you walk over a loot, you're going to pick it up. It's long, tedious, and it's one of the reasons that I personally really don't play Diablo-like games. And next on our list is fake choices. This is when a game gives you the illusion that your choices matter, but in reality, everything is scripted. So your choices really don't matter. You're going to end up with the same outcome no matter what. Maybe slight changes, but at the end you're still going to have the same ending to an episode or to a game, no matter what you do. And that's annoying because, you know, it makes you stress out on all your choices, making you think something's going to matter, and then you get to the end, and it doesn't, and it's just a flop. And continuing down our list, we have needless crafting. Now, this is when a game includes a crafting system, for no other reason than crafting systems are kind of popular. Now, this trope is kind of dying, because, you know, the zombie game craze and the Minecraft phase is kind of moving away, but it's still pretty popular. And it's just one of those things where it makes you go out of your way to find resources and stuff and clutter your inventory with stuff that really doesn't matter for no other reason than you need to keep stockpiled. To make your arrows or your bullets or whatever you're making. And it really doesn't need to be there. There's no reason you can't pick them up from enemies or loot them, you know, or get them from a store. It's just something to pad out the game, make it feel longer, make it feel like you're really doing something, but you're really not. You're just running around in circles with your head up your ass. And in going with the theme of needless, our next thing on our list is needless stealth. Now, this is when a game includes the option to use stealth, but it doesn't matter because you're armed like a space marine. You can pretty much kill anyone anyway, which makes the stealth and any stealth tree that may or may not be there completely worthless. And it's doubly annoying if the game goes to a lot of length to teach you how to use stealth, and then you just end up not using it. Then we have multiple ammo types for no reason. Now, this is when a game forces you to clutter your inventory with 5 to 10 different types of bullets or arrows or bolts or whatever you want to use, every type of ammo you want to use, for no other reason than the game wants you to have to spend more money than necessary or craft more than necessary if we're going back to needless crafting. You know, and they might try to justify it by having enemies with different types, but I've never had a game where I can't just use normal ammo and have the same result. It's just there for, again, it's padding, it's to make the game longer, and it's to make you run around and gather 50 different types of resources to craft these ammos, or spend more money to buy the ammo because they're always more expensive and it's never justified. Next on our list is single-player campaigns in a multiplayer-focused game. Now, this is cheating a little bit because this is a little bit to do with companies, but I'm including it because it is gameplay-related. And this is basically when a multiplayer game, normally a AAA one, includes a single-player campaign to justify the $60 price tag. You know, and these single-player campaigns are completely worthless. They're often nothing more than a series of bot matches against dumb-as-rocks AI. You know, and they never give you anything. You don't get points, you don't unlock weapons, it's just there. So, to justify the price tag and to so that any criticism of, well, there's nothing there for single-player people, you know, they can kind of shrug it off. It's like, see, we added the campaign, it's there. It's not our fault if you don't like it. And next on our list, we have needless quest / annoying quest. These are quests that are either so short, so annoying, or don't give any reward to the point where you either never do them or you have no choice but to do them. And the game makes it annoying as possible. And the two best examples of these are Escort and Fetch Quest. Now, Fetch Quest are often used at the beginning of an RPG to level up your character because they're too weak to fight. And these are annoying because it's literally nothing more go from point A to point B. It normally, they expand it by making you, like, let's say you need to go here and get this. Then you'll go to that person and they'll tell you, well, I won't give you that until you go here and do this, and it spirals out of control. And at the end, you don't really get anything except negligible XP. And it's even more annoying when they try to do this later in the game when you don't really need to do it. But they make you do it because it's part of the main quest. And then Escort Quest is when you have to escort a brain-dead AI with a death wish through just a minefield of traps and enemies. And if they die, you have to do the whole thing over again. And like I said, these AI are always, they always have a death wish. They're always running in front of you, get shot. They'll never defend themselves. They'll never take cover. To the point where you literally have to run ahead, clear the whole thing out, and if you don't, they're going to die. And it's even more annoying when they won't let you go in front of them, and you'll get penalized, because then you're pretty much guaranteed to fail. Alright, so coming to the last two items on our list, we have poor spawn points. And this is a problem in multiplayer games, and it's probably one of the reasons I don't play them too much. This is where the spawn is in an outright hostile spot. And what players will do is they'll camp there and they'll just constantly kill you when they spawn to either rack up points or experience or just to be annoying. And a lot of the times, the developers are kind of aware of this because people will complain about it but don't do anything. And last but not least, we have needless minigames. Now, a lot of games will have lockpicking minigames or hacking minigames, and some are good. Like, I don't mind lockpicking in Bethesda games. I don't mind hacking in, like, Deus Ex. But there are some minigames that are just either too complicated, too long, or just their mechanics are just so annoying that you might as well, you want to avoid them. And that's kind of annoying because a lot of times, in order to complete the game, you have to do them. Or if you want to make the game easier, you have to do them. And that concludes our list. Thank you for listening to Flaming Hot Topics. Be sure to stick around and for next week's episode. This is the Doctor wishing you a good night.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.